by saying that we strongly encourage the elderly and those at risk in the population to stay home and to continue to participate in mass and by means of the Catholic radio and live streaming. So again, the question of the level of precaution that needs to be taken so that no one is in danger. We thought that we should make this very, very clear that people who are at risk, we should not put them in harm's way. Mm-hmm. So that we make very clear.
And we'll get into the spiritual aspect, the physical space, sanitization.
Right.
People want to be assured that when I go, I am not exposing myself to any risk.
Right. Yes. So I just want to go through just the general norms that we have, mm-hmm. and then we'll come to this decision. It says, as regards the number of attendees allowed at mass, all masses held in the diocese will comply with the directives of the Ministry of Health in effect at the time of the mass. One, we said follow the orders of the civil authorities and the directives of the diocese. Throughout the diocese, a number of persons allowed to enter the church for mass is limited to the number which can maintain appropriate physical distancing. And the physical distancing is 6 feet apart. So every church, every chapel will be mapped out to accommodate only the number of people who can fit in the space at a distance of about 6 feet. If a parish or chapel cannot maintain required physical distancing and sanitizing, it should remain closed for public masses. Any person feeling sick or exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19 should stay home. Then fifthly, we say that parishes must have trained persons prepared to sanitize the church and to support physical distancing. Mm-hmm. So the question of and sanitization is very important. That on the level of sanitization, it said before and after each mass or service, and other times the church is used, clear and to clean and disinfect all surfaces that parishioners are likely to touch, including sanitizing the toilets. Parish
cleaning teams.
Cleaning teams must wear face masks and gloves while sanitizing, and all employees and volunteers must wash and sanitize their hands upon entering the church. So this aspect of sanitization is of extreme importance. Mm-hmm. We cannot overemphasize the whole.
Monsignor has joined us. Monsignor, yes. Welcome to the conversation.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, yes. Monsignor.
Good morning, thank you.
Yes. And Bishop, in terms of church being at mass, we are to receive communion. Usually we have the sign of peace. We have the presider on the altar. Tell us what should obtain.
Right. We have an entire list of a discipline that is required of us during the celebration. We have the discipline that is required, or the regulation that is required, regarding the presider. So the presider needs to wear masks except during the distribution of Holy Communion. Only the presiding clergy should venerate the altar, for example. Then the question of the deacon, if a deacon serves, he must remain at 6 foot radial distance mm-hmm. from the presider. If an altar server is necessary, one who is mature must be chosen so that he can exercise the kind of social distancing. Mm-hmm. From the point of view of singing, especially near others, can increase the risk of the spread of virus. So therefore, even the choir need to be thinned out, and they must remain at 6 feet distance from each other. Sign of peace can be omitted, or it can be done by a simple bow. So there's no handshaking or hugging during the sign of peace.
Mm-hmm.
There is also, we are proposing in terms of the collection or the taking of the collection. It can be either with a bag that is attached to a long stick that could reach everybody, or to have a walk-up collection so that nobody finds themselves close to each other or passing one basket from one person to another. So we must avoid as much as possible any kind of contact. Then the question of
the offertory,
and deacons and the associates in pastoral care and the extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion should wear a mask and sanitize their hands immediately prior to the administering of Holy Communion. Then we have the question of the offertory procession of the bread and the wine will be omitted at this time. So everything will be prepared on the Christian table on the altar. So there's no offertory procession. Communion by the chalice for the presiding priest until further notice. All these are precautions that are being taken so that we would avoid as much contact as possible.
Did you mention, Bishop, that members of the faithful are to wear masks?
Yes, oh yes. It is mandatory that the members of the faithful come to church with a mask and wear it throughout the celebration. Except, of course, when they receive Holy Communion, they have to certainly put the precious bread into their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the celebration, they are required to wear a mask. Then, the question of multiple communion stations will be held, and also that we could ask the communicants to remain in their places standing, and communion will be brought to them. Because, as you would know, in the pews, they would be mostly sitting at the end of the pews, so that the communion minister could simply take the communion to them and offer it to them. Then the use of personal hand sanitizer by parishioners. So as much as possible, each people have their personal hand sanitizer, but there will be one at the entrance of the church, either administered by the usher or the ushers, or one will be attached to the wall which they could use freely.
Okay.
Then after the final blessings, the ushers will assist in the dismissal of parishioners according to the parish plan. So there will be no kind of contact. Well, in this case, even the celebrant is not expected handshake as we are used to in the past.
Okay.
The clergy and lay associate shall not make any physical contact